Yo, yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relax and Take Notes. Mike Pace, K-Dub, the homie Quinn. What's happening, fella?
Chilling, man. Dealing with these allergies.
Man, hey. Your house bad for that, kid. Your whole house.
Man.
I told you, go get them shot. Boy, I just went and got my rabies shot this morning for them old allergy. Yeah, man. Yeah, we back this week. Y'all had them, man. Quinn, golly, storm messed you up last week. Ain't had no power.
Man, this Texas, man. For Texas to claim to be so forward and everything, we get like 10 miles per hour and a drop of snow or sleet, and the whole state shut down.
Yeah, nah, it's all good, man. That jump was crazy. That was crazy. It's done warmed up, son.
Man, it's 70 degrees outside
now. See, that's crazy. And it was literally a snowstorm last week.
It got down to 19 degrees just 7 days ago.
And it's 70.
It's 70 today with not a cloud in the sky.
It's warm. It's back warm now, Kim? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about to say. It was, what, last week? It was negative two.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, no part.
And now it's 63 degrees, and I'm just a little north of Quinn, but yeah, it's 63 degrees right now, and it was negative two last week.
That's crazy. It's still cold here. It ain't like as cold as it had been through all the through all the storms and stuff, but it's still cold.
I can take that though, Mike, because when it get cold, it stay cold to the spring. Like Kevin said, it was negative two in this area, and now it's back up to 65-70. Yeah, like, how you supposed to deal with that?
So you playing games, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. Well,
breaking news.
Anything happening today?
speaking of heating up, man, I don't know.
Ain't much going on, right?
Nah, Super Bowl ain't a Sunday, right? Bruh.
We had a day like this? Like when was the last time it was a day like this on the trade deadline? Like, when was the last time?
Maybe Melo.
When
Melo went to New York? I mean, as far as... That's...
What?
That's a good question, though.
Let's go ahead and tell them what's going on. You know, we had the Ben Simmons for James Harden trade, right?
For sure.
Every time this happens, like, I get so excited to see a player come back. Like, I'm not the biggest Ben Simmons fans in the world, but, like, I respect his game. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy watching him play. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't respect his game, but I enjoy watching the man play because he can hoop. You know, besides him not shooting, he can hoop. You know what I mean? And I enjoy watching dude play. But like when he come back, when Kawhi come back, when Paul George come back from injuries, you know, stuff like that. I enjoy it. I get excited about that. You know what I mean? And it's something different. I think this trade works for both teams. First of all, Brooklyn got open, right? So you get
Give him a layout of the trade room.
So you get Seth Curry, you get Andre Drummond and two first round picks, and they kept Patty Mills, right? That gives you two great shooters right there,
and you still have Joe Harris, I guess. I'm assuming.
So and you get two first round picks. So, like, I feel like they got over, you know what I mean? And then if you're Philly, you know, you got your 1-2 punch right now. Now you have a bona fide superstar, MVP, best in the league caliber type player in Embiid, and you match him up with James Harden.
Right.
A guy that can distribute, he can, you know, run your offense, he can do whatever you need him to do offensively. Like, I think that's like a great, you know what I'm saying, duo for Philly.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So I think both teams win in this trade.
I mean, Definitely from that aspect, I think, because all of the drama was just, it was too far gone.
The only problem I had is the timing of it. Like, I feel like Philly should have done this a long time ago. You know what I mean?
And you probably wouldn't have had to come up off of so much. Yeah.
Was it even out there that Harden wanted out before the last couple of weeks, though?
I'm not saying they should have traded for Harden a long time ago.
Just trade in general.
Period.
Got to trade in general. At the end of the day, you did get James Harden out of it. I don't know if you would have got that before. But I feel like they should have done something before this.
I think no matter what, they would have had to give up what they gave up to get the type of caliber player that they got in Harden. I mean, because let's just be honest with Ben Simmons. I mean, he hasn't played a game this season. So you honestly don't know what you're getting for this season especially. So I think they're going to have to overspend on that trade.
But see, Q, I think Kevin made a great point the last time we talked about, before it was even a real thing about him getting traded. With Ben Simmons, I think because he not like a jump shooter, because he not like a rhythm person, it's more like as long as he in shape, I think he fine, because it's more like, I mean, he not this person, but more like Shaq. Like, as long as Shaq was in shape, it's not like Shaq was going, because Shaq wasn't no rhythm guy as far as like, boom, 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 getting into my, whatever, two dribble pulls and doing a bunch of ball.
What you're saying is it won't take him long to find his game.
Yeah, because it's not predicated on like,
on skill. It's based off athleticism more than anything.
Yeah, he do what he do, a lot of natural ability. Like, he's 6'10" for one, and he attacked the basket. So that's why I say, as long as he in shape, because like, that's why I was like impressed when Kyrie came back, that he was able to shoot that way. Not so much of him even really, and even his rhythm of handling the ball, you know what I'm saying? But you could tell he had been playing or whatever, because players like that, they do have to have a rhythm. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was impressive when KD came, even Klay Thompson. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be able to find it that early, you know, like Kevin was saying, yeah, Klay probably been shooting and doing all that, but it's different when you, now I got to guard, you know, CJ McCollum, and now I got to guard this person and still be expecting to go down here and make shots. It's a bit different. So with Ben, I think long as he in shape, because he played good, he a great defender anyway. Great defender. You know what I'm saying? And then now you want him to, hold on, my bad. I'm looking at it. All Philly got was James Harden and Millsap.
And Millsap, yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna finish that point, then I'm gonna go to another point, man. My bad, y'all. So I wanted to confirm that. That's why I had my phone. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the rhythm thing, like, it's not like, you know how like shooters, like, I think like whenever Joe Harris come back, he gonna have to take him a minute to find that rhythm, because that's what he does, right? He shoot the basketball. With Ben Simmons, he can dribble, so. And like I'm saying, as long as he in shape, he fine. Because how many of his shots are outside of the paint? If he score 40 points, 32 to 36 of them going to be in the paint anyway. It's not like he out there finding the rhythm where I do my two dribble and step back and all. He don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Passing the ball, he going to be able to pass when he's 65. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think. But this is the point I was going to make as far as what I just said. I wanted to make sure that that's all they got. No way in hell, in the conference that I got to get through, past, whatever, or I got to play against you, am I letting you keep Joe Harris and Patty Mills, even the young boys, Cam Thomas, De'Ron Sharp. Think about what they let them keep.
Yeah, I got you.
Right? Excuse me. You gave me Paul Millsap, who you were about to buy out.
Yeah.
I saw last week that they had already agreed to finding a trade or buying him out. He clearly not the guy he was, right?
They helped him out by taking him.
So,
and you gave me his last name is Curry. He not Steph, but man, he still is one of the best shooters in the NBA.
Yeah.
He been playing lights out.
Did he lead the NBA in 3-point percentage like 2 years ago?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then you fix one of Brooklyn's biggest problems. They can't rebound. You get them Drummond.
So this is one of the things I was thinking about, right? Look at the versatility that this gives Brooklyn.
Oh, my
God. They can play any kind of game now, right? So you brought up the rebounding issue with Brooklyn. Drummond immediately fixed that immediately, right? But what if you run up against a team that want to play small ball?
Golden State.
Right. Now you have KD and Ben Simmons as your bigs. Mm. You can run a lineup with KD, Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Patty Mills, Joe Harris. You running five out, give Ben Simmons freedom to have the paint to himself. You don't have to worry about being able to shoot because he can get to the bucket on anybody.
Not to mention when Kyrie playing. Not to mention.
I don't even think about it. Hell, he's just a plus.
Right.
You're right, though.
And not to mention, think about the experience all these young guys have gotten and are getting with no KD, no James Harden. So now Cam Thomas' confidence here because KD said, here, get the ball, win the game. Now they've been forced to play sharp. Sharp been forced to play. And Kevin, like a long time ago, I remember when Harrison Barnes was like first, second year, whatever it was, and they was making them playoff runs, them championship runs with Golden State. Yeah. And he was like, Mike, he's just so young. He don't know that he not supposed to be out here killing like this because it don't bother him. And then with what's around him, it's not like he got to carry the load. It's just when they come to him, make shots or make plays. So now you got KD, Ben, all these guys, and then you insert a Cam Thomas. You insert a Deron Sharp. All I got to do is catch lobs and rebound the ball and block shots. Now, like you said, they can play any kind of game they want, and they still kept Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
So now Blake probably helping mentor the young, sharp, you know, big guy. Now you got Drummond. So now if you want to – and you still got L.A.? Nah, dog, I'm sorry.
And you got all them other guys you like to sprinkle in and, like, Bruce Brown.
They still kept him.
What's old dude that played in Atlanta that I like?
Bembry, my man.
Yeah, Bembry. Yeah. Like, you still got these dudes.
You kept all them?
I get what you guys are saying.
hold our horses?
I'm just saying. Let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
Because the way I'm seeing it now is the Nets just lost Harden.
Okay.
How much did they get though?
But how much?
I don't think Kevin, it's like you said with Harden last year and the year before. You haven't seen much of it this year. The type of pressure that he puts on defenses. During multiple possessions throughout the game, you don't have that now. You kind of have that with Kyrie, but it's not to the same level. So I think they're going to miss that. You get some of that back with Simmons because of the multiple positions he can play, but it's not to the same level because you don't have to worry about him shooting the ball like you do with Harden.
Yeah.
So my only hold up with that is, can they make this mesh in time for the playoffs? That's my whole thing.
So it's more than one way to skin a cat. You know what I'm saying? Like you make good points.
Yeah.
What? All right, Ronald.
You made really good points, right? Like James Harden, when we know what James Harden is, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm saying that they're a better team like this. Well, they may be, I don't know. I'm just not making that assessment right now. I'm not going to say that they are a better team. I'm just saying when you bring Ben Simmons in,
he froze, Mike.
Look.
See, he zoned and he didn't want to make that point.
You froze, up.
You froze, Kevin. Say it again.
Okay, but with James Harden, it's like, yeah, he puts a lot of pressure on the defense and all this and that. But so does KD. So does Kyrie. I mean, so does Ben Simmons. And if he's put in the right position, I think this is the position for Ben Simmons to do that, where you don't have another guy that's paint dominant like Embiid. Embiid, he can shoot. He does shoot, but Embiid likes to work down low. You know what I mean?
Do y'all think this takes some of the pressure off of him, or you think the pressure will still be the same because of the way he had?
It takes pressure off of him because he's not expected to be the guy. He's not expected to be a jump shooter. You know what I mean? Like you can mask his deficiencies in this lineup better than you could in Philly. That's the issue. That was the issue in Philly. You couldn't mask it.
So I liken it to when Rondo was in Boston. Everybody knew Rondo couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
But that backing up off him was only gonna get you so far. When you had a Paul Pierce, when you had a Ray Allen, you had a Kevin Garnett, when you had all those other guys that they had, the championship team was so stacked. Yeah. Go ahead. And we're gonna see how far that gets you, right? And Rondo's so smart as a basketball player that he probably had been dealing with that so long anyway. If y'all think this is gonna stop me, you know what I mean? And that's one of the things that's so underrated about Rondo is just, if you look at it, he really never developed that jump shot till like probably the last 6 years. And he still was regarded as one of the best point guards in the NBA just because he was so smart. But I'm with you, Q, as far as you losing James Harden. Whenever you trade a player like that, you never get back equal value. But I do say, and this I think Brooklyn did because of the guys you gave up and what they bring. Ben Simmons, if I look at that, I say, okay, James Harden better than Ben Simmons, right? Cool. But how much better, right? So if you look at it on 100% pie, James Harden would get how much? It ain't like 70-30. It ain't 50-50.
65-35.
65, right? So, all right, cool. So then we fill it back out with, you fixed their biggest issue, which is rebounding. That's probably Brooklyn's biggest issue, rebounding and defense. You gave them Ben Simmons, who's a great defender. Drummond, gonna help with some of that driving to the basket. And you're rebounding. But they already could score. You gave them Seth Curry, who is a knockdown shooter. He a ball player.
He's one of the best shooters in the league.
Right, but he been making plays. He been having to run to one. So now it's like the versatility of that team, I think, is like what Kevin's saying, dog. Like, it is crazy. Now, they ain't even make them give you Bruce Brown?
That's what I'm saying, man. I'd have took at least two more players, even three.
But see, like Kevin said, the thing is, they can play however you want to now. They almost made themselves like Milwaukee.
You're so versatile now.
You so versatile. Like, if you look at Milwaukee, I was talking to my man last night, and he was saying he loved the one lineup Milwaukee ran. It was Giannis, Middleton, DiVincenzo. They just lost him, but still. DiVincenzo. Giannis, Middleton, DiVincenzo, Grayson Allen, and I think Holiday. Man, that's tough, right? So with Giannis being Simmons in that scenario, right? Think about what Brooklyn can do. They have a Ben Simmons, and KD can do whatever he need to do. And then you got a Joe Harrison. Now you got a Seth Curry. Got a Kyrie Irving. You got a Patty Mills. You got a Cam Thomas. You got a Bembry. You got a Brown. Okay, Brown, we don't need you to score. We just need you to do what you always do. Get rebounds. Cut to the basket. Get steals. Bembry. Cam Thomas. We know what you can. Come in here now and just give us 10, 12 points. 9 points, 11. Get hot and get me 20. Man, you still got Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin, just come in here and guard. Because all Brooklyn focus is Milwaukee. Milwaukee and Miami. Milwaukee and Miami. So now with the Bulls to me incredibly hard to guard. They can match up with that now.
Ben Simmons can guard any of them guys. He can guard 1-5, literally.
I just wouldn't allow them to keep that many people, man.
To me, the trade, it benefits everybody. You know what I mean? Like I said, we know what James Harden is, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, the issue with Ben Simmons ain't, like, him not being able to shoot is not, like, really the issue. His issue is him just, like, coming up short and like, the closing moments of the game, because he's never been able to shoot, but he's still been an all-star and still been effective. You know what I mean? Like, the issue was last year when he should have took that layup on Trae Young, and he didn't. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you can grow from that. Like, you can fix that kind of stuff. You know,
I don't
what
know
mean?
If you grow from that, kid.
you can't because this is what I would say. That was bad. But think about which is worse, missing a clutch shot or just not taking it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a mental thing with him. You know what I mean? Like, even with him not being able to shoot, it's really not like it's really never been a. Where it's never been a deficiency, but it never really hurt their team like that.
It don't cripple them.
Because he know how to play without being cripple able to him, shoot. Charles, because if you back up off of him, he's just going to keep coming. That dude is 6'10". It ain't 6'10". Like, it's not like you backing up off Rondo. You know what I mean? He's 6'10". If you back up off of him, he's just going to keep coming at you. And eventually, he's going to get to his sweet spot where he can shoot that jump hook. Well, you know what I mean?
And it's the thing too, right? So even when they used to do it to Rondo, he was so smart and so fast, he would just close the space.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just keep coming.
He would take the gap away, and now you can't do that. But I'm trying to find his numbers.
Yeah. Right? Well, while you do that, let's look at it from a Philly perspective, since we talk about the Brooklyn perspective, right? So now with Philly, you get that 1-2 punch. You know what I mean? That 1-2 punch that you thought you had in Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, but I think it's a better fit now, because you have a bona fide all-star caliber, MVP caliber player, star in Joel Embiid, and then James Harden, you have a former MVP, a guy that you know can get buckets. You know what I mean?
His assist number's about to go through the roof.
Yeah.
So look, Ben Simmons, from rookie year till now, he averaged 15, 6, and 8 as a rookie. He averaged the next year 16, 8, and 7. Actually, I was 8 and 8 his rookie year.
And I'm pretty sure he's shooting a high percentage every season.
Yeah, so it was, the first season was 54, 56, 58, and 55 last year. 16 points last third year, 14 points last year, and eight assists, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 7 rebounds last year. 1.7 steals, 2 steals, 1.6 steals, 1.4 steals. Like, so he bring value, right? So now look at what you do if you put out their length. You got his length, and then you got all those guys. I don't know, man. I would have had to get more back. And they gave him 2 first-round picks.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And Ben Simmons, he helped with rebounding, and you get a defensive player of the year caliber defender.
And they gave him 2 first-round picks. Now, that's, man. I got to make you do a little more than that. But like Kevin said a while ago, they put themselves in that situation because they should have probably been made a move with Ben last summer. You know what I'm saying? So, but I mean, I'm with Kevin.
I just want to know what his mindset going to be, man. I just want to know, with him sitting out this long, like, where is he at mentally? Because he's already – like, damaged mentally anyway, in my opinion.
I know where I would be.
You call him damaged goods.
Look.
But, mentally, yeah.
But so, listen, all right, with a person that way, think about it. Like a kid, right? Think about like a little kid and they trying to learn how to tie their shoe. And every time you make it like it's the greatest thing in the world, even though you know they got a far way to go, like, man, you ain't nowhere close to tying this shoe. But for them, they like, oh, I'm almost tying the shoe. Well, with the situation Ben Simmons was in, for Brooklyn to say we want him, that's already a stroke of the ego, right? So now that's like, oh, yeah, they want me. You're going to play with Kevin Durant, right? It's like if somebody told me, yo, man, KD, you about to go play with KD. You about to go play with LeBron. You about to go play with Steph. You about to go play with John Morant. You about to go play with name one. You know what I mean? Like one of those MB. You go to play, you know, you go to play with one of them guys. So that already, in a sense, and I don't know how much he loved basketball or whatever, whatever, but let's just assume that he liked it enough for it to be a career. He got to want to get on the court and play right now. And you also got to be eager to show Philly, y'all effed up. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, from just the human aspect of it, I think he's going to be hungry. I think he's going to be thirsty. I think, and then the biggest point, though, is like Kevin keeps saying, he don't shoot jumpers. Bruh, do you know how dangerous a player like that is pissed off? Think about LeBron 10 years ago. When you pissed him off, everything was from 7 feet and within, and it wasn't a damn thing you could do about it.
Yeah,
and Ben has that same type of ability going to the basket. Like, I'm telling you, it's never really like him not being able to shoot is not as big a deal as people make it out to be, because he don't, it ain't like he settled for that and he missing. You know what I mean? He just, when you back up off of him, he just keep coming. Like, you keep backing up, he just eat up that space, and eventually he gets to his sweet spot.
And also think about, well, Kevin, I think you mentioned it earlier, how free-flowing, how wide open that offense is.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have a Embiid. They don't have a Jokic. They don't have I guess you could say Anthony Davis. He don't play like that much to the basket like them. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he in an offense with Shaq, you know what I'm saying? Or like Pat Ewing or something like, you know what I mean? Like, or Mark Gasol, where we looking to dump it inside.
Right.
It's just not that. You know
and
what
he
I'm saying?
And he know how to play ball. So like, if it's not just about him being a one-on-one player, right? Let's say, for instance, if somebody say, oh, well, it's not about that. It's about his man helping off of him and doubling KD. So he know how to play. It's a 6'10 dude. So he know how to put himself in position to get dunks and layups when his man is doubling. You know what I mean? Like you seen him do it.
Yeah, you know, man. I think for what's around him, it's gonna be like, dog, like you can't be as good as he is and not flourish with what is around him for his game. You understand what I'm saying? Like his type of game, it fits so well with what's there. And
this
then
is a great situation for him.
It's the perfect one. Because even if you have Drummond in the game, Drummond is not, you know, give it to me, you know, Shaq or Embiid type of guy. You know, I'm just dumbfounded by how they ain't make them get him at least. You gotta give me Joe Harris. Give me Amar Stoudemire off the coaching staff. Give me some. Like, dog. Yeah, give me some. Jock Vaughn, give me some.
Like, before, I used to always say when James Harden went to New Jersey, when he went to Brooklyn, I don't think nobody can beat them. But he don't look like the old James Harden. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell he kind of slowing down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
We haven't seen that James since round one.
Yeah, we ain't seen that all season.
Of the playoffs. We ain't seen it. And Kevin, you said it earlier when you text, like, you think the Houston year is catching up. And I ain't think about it from that aspect. I was just thinking from the aspect of he was out of shape last year when he came in, what we know he was trying to do. He was out of shape this year, which he said he couldn't work out because of the hamstring. That's lingering. What was the problem in round two last year? The hamstring.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's scary to me for what his game predicated off of, right? He's still averaging, the numbers still look good, but the game don't. The field goal percentage down. He can't get by guys like he used to. The new rule kind of hurting him because he was the master of getting crafty with leaning into you and making you foul him. So I think all of that stuff is taking effect. But I think the biggest factor is what you said as far as that catching up in Houston. Think about it. He ain't missed no games in Houston. He used to play. And so, you know, I think that's catching up. And I do think, you know, everybody win. I think it'll be great. The pick and roll will be great. But he hasn't shot the ball well this year. And Q, I wanted to say this when you said about Ben Simmons having the issues like in big games. Tell me the big game you seen James Harden produce in.
Excellent point, sir.
Right. And I love James Harden, but I'm gonna tell y'all the one that stick out to me the most. It ain't even when KD got hurt in Golden State. It's when Kawhi got hurt in San Antonio. You gotta beat them. You gotta Kawhi Leonard, who was a problem for everybody at that time. When everybody
at that point in time,
they was like, "Yo, this might be the best player in the NBA at that time." Game seven. He was hurt. He was gone. And they lost by 40? That can't happen, bro. That system good. It ain't that good.
Quay, you're not a fan of Ben Simmons, are you?
It's not that I'm not a fan of him. It's just
he pissed you off.
He pissed you off. I watched him at LSU, right? All the hype. I watch him not even take him to the tournament. I mean, it's not even the LSU thing either.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
Did y'all see that documentary about him? No,
I did. That's 70% of it, though. LSU is 70% of your problem. You know what, Kevin?
I've seen how this season has folded out for him. Right? It's like to me, he didn't even make an attempt to make it work. Come to practice with your cell phone in your shorts and just
he's trying to force his way out though. I mean, it's no different from what James Harden did.
But at some point, you got to be a professional too, though. And how much money has
what? No. That's how we used to think. Do you really have to? No, you don't, because you still get paid all that money. And at the end of the day, you can get paid all that money. You gonna get what you want.
How much money did he lose though?
He rich. You don't care about that. At the end of the day, he done got out of there.
So
he got out of there and got where he want
to
be.
So now, and I will say this to piggyback on both of y'all points. Q, we from that era, right? That's how we was raised.
Yeah.
That's how we was raised. Do your job, get paid for your job, and whatever. They want you at work at 6, be there at 5:45. You know what I'm saying? Like 5:30. That's how we was raised, for real.
Especially us, Mike. Being in the military.
Right, yeah. Right. But so, that thing about the NBA is such a star-driven league. Now, you ain't going to do that in the NFL. Mm-mm, not that.
Nah, but you ain't got much power in the NFL.
How is what Ben Simmons did any really different than what James Harden did? I'm going to come, but I'm going to be fat.
You know what? Now that you say that, I think that's probably the reason why his – play decline so much because he don't like.
I'm
like
saying
LeBron of the league. He don't take care of his body like that.
I'm saying even last year in Houston, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna be fat. I'm gonna go hang out with Lil Baby. I'll be there when I get there.
He said, "We'll come, but I'm fat."
You remember how big he was, and then so think about two. The media coverage now is not what it was back in the day. Vince Carter did the same thing when he wanted to leave Toronto. He said he was hurt. He got the New Jersey, and the first game he played went ballistic.
I just did it recently with the Spurs.
Yeah, same thing.
So it's really, we can say, oh, this guy is, it's just different variations of it. Really the only two guys that have taken a lot of criticism for leaving and being beat up, but they did it really when they was KD and LeBron. They was actually free agents. But everybody, including myself, oh, I can't believe LeBron. Even I can't believe KD did. But at least they was free agents. Yeah. I can't say that. At least they was free agents. At least they finished the job. They did their job. They did their job. They finished the job. And they're like, you know what? I'm out. But really, Kyrie just stopped coming to work. I ain't going there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In. Yeah, he just stopped going. Kawhi, you just said. Ben Simmons, James Harden. We see Anthony Davis finished his job. Anthony Davis didn't stop playing. He didn't stop playing. He finished the job. I'm out. I'm going to L.A. And I can't fault them guys for wanting, because I did what you asked me to do. I played this. I signed the contract. Cool. I'm going to play it out. I played it out. Hey, man, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? Each time LeBron left somewhere, he was a free agent, dog. You know what I'm saying? So it's really like we've seen this before. We've seen it with players that might be lesser tier players as well. We've seen this happen before. It's just different variations of it. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, James Harden essentially did the same thing right now. You really think he couldn't have played in some of these games? I don't know. So, I ain't going to call the man a liar because I don't know.
So at the end of the day, what it boils down to is that man played at LSU and Quinn don't like him. That's why he's not sold on this trade.
And there we have it, Kevin. There we have it.
See, sometimes you just got to come around, Quinn. I get it because, look, it's happened to me a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Like, at first, I wasn't the biggest Ja Morant fan. I'm like, I don't really believe in dude. But at the end of the day, you got to come around. Like, people prove you wrong. Same thing with Joe Burrow. You know what I'm saying? I saw Joe Burrow, his junior year at LSU looked average at best. I'm like, no, that. And then he had his great season the next year. I'm like, nah, that's not who he is. I've seen a lot worse than that. He's not this great quarterback y'all trying to make him out to be after one season. But after two seasons in the NFL of him just murking, you just got to come around, bro.
Hey, look, Kevin, hey, you already know. I don't know if I criticize nobody more than I did Dirk.
Yeah.
And then Dirk went on.
Mark hated Dirk.
I did. I used to be like, he do all this. And then Dirk went on a run, and I was just like, my bad, Dirk. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to do that. You got to admit when you're wrong sometimes.
To the point where I became like a huge Dirk fan.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt. Like, I loved watching Dirk after that because he showed me so much and was like, oh, you don't think I can get it done? But, you know, I just, like I say, we've seen this before, man, with guys forcing their way out in the NBA. That's kind of what they do. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that, I think, like Kevin said, though, if I'm Philly, I can exhale. I'm just glad this over. If I'm Ben, I can exhale. I'm glad this over. If I'm James Harden, I can exhale. I'm glad.
Everybody can just hoot.
If I'm KD, if I'm Steve Nash, Kyrie probably didn't even know the trade happened, but if I'm
right,
but if you know, if I'm
what happened,
right? If I'm the rest of the Brooklyn Nets, and you know who, if I'm really excited, if I am this person or these people, if I'm a shooter on the Brooklyn Nets, I'm ecstatic, bro.
It just works for everybody because like now, like. With Philly, you probably gonna have a lineup of I'm looking at James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, Danny Green, Tobias Harris, and Joel Embiid. Like that's a great lineup, bro. You know what I mean? Like that's a great lineup right there. Like I really like that. You know what I mean?
And I'm gonna tell y'all, and Philly would have, boy. Yesterday I saw they were trying to make them give up Matisse Thybulle. If they would have gave Brooklyn Matisse Thybulle too,
that's another defender.
They would have needed to investigate that trade.
Right.
Like, because if you get them, you might as well pencil in Brooklyn and Milwaukee in a 7-game series if they would have given him.
So let's discuss some of the other trades because Serge Ibaka went to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? We can talk about that too. But look, I want to get y'all opinion on another trade, right? CJ McCollum to New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
How, let's say we got a healthy Zion next year. What kind of team,
please,
what kind of impact can New Orleans make? Or do they need to add more to that?
With Herb too on the defensive end?
Yeah, that's.
So you can have a lineup. I don't know Valanciunas' situation, whether he gonna be with them next year or whatever. You know, he toward the end of his career, so he probably bounced around a lot. But you could have a situation where you got Valanciunas, Brandon Ingram, Zion, Herb Williams, CJ McCollum on the floor at the same time. Like that's
Herb Williams.
Herb Jones, what am I talking about?
Herb Williams got to be about 55, 60.
I said, Herb, where did Herb Williams come from?
He was a tough song gun. I ain't gonna lie, but you know, I don't know if he can still do it right now.
I highly doubt it.
I seen a thing. They got two Herbs.
I'm so glad you corrected me on that because I was just gonna pass right by it. Now, Herb Jones. You know, Herb Jones, one of my favorite players. I'm saying,
I heard it and I was like, I heard it.
It's because he got that old man name, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, that's a nice lineup, bro. That's an up and coming team, if you ask me. I think CJ can, if Zion come back and he's Zion like how he was in the first two seasons, then man.
So I got two things off of that. Yeah, I know how I feel about CJ, bro. Like, CJ and Dame, that's my favorite backcourt. It ain't no secret. Y'all already know I love Dame. I love CJ. Like, I feel like CJ is like, whew. I kept pushing for Philly to go for CJ. You know what I mean? Like, I love CJ. But, yo, I think that'll be tough. And then now, he the veteran in the room. You know what I'm saying? And when you got a guy like he's so steady, bro. He is so consistently good, and he's smart. And you got somebody like that speaking to Brandon Ingram, speaking to Herb Williams, not just speaking to her. So, you know, speaking to these guys can help the coach, Willie Green, who a young coach, can help him as far as on the floor and in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? It's just, oh man, I think it'd be great. But the second part I wanted to ask y'all, and Q, you can answer it all after this. If Zion come back and not look like the Zion you want, do you think about getting rid of him?
What do you do with him though? I mean, like, nobody's gonna want him, I don't think.
Yeah, somebody want him.
Somebody don't want him.
He too gifted.
He put a bus in the seat.
Yeah, and he's too gifted.
But what you gonna get back for him though?
You can get a lot. So see, this is the thing right here. Man, Q, we've been watching sports for a long time. Somebody gonna pull the trigger on a guy like that, even if you might know. But we all do it as people, right? Man, we hope. I think I'm gonna take a chance on. I'm gonna still get.
You're right, cause it'll be a team out there that think they got a player in there that can get in his ear,
especially with his gifts.
Yeah,
it's always until he like you're gonna believe until you just can't, right? You're gonna believe in a player like that until you just absolutely see that you're gonna believe. But that's I'm just asking, like, if he don't look like the guy that you thought you were getting, the guy that you got when right. Cause boy, when he right,
he oh Lord,
you understand what I'm saying?
And it ain't like we talking about a 32 year old.
That's what I'm saying.
20 now, he's still 20, 21. Probably.
But so this is my thing. Like when I say, do you get rid of him? Is it at a point where he kind of holding you back, right? Or is it a point where you still have that faith and believe? Because me. I wouldn't know what to do in that position. I'm not no GM. I'm not an exec. I'm a fan. So from a fan perspective, I'm a pretty optimistic person. So I'm always lean on the side of I think he's gonna get it. I think he's gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's all.
I know what I would do. I don't know if it's the right move or not. I give him one more season.
Yeah,
I give him one more. I give him next season to get his body right, get in shape. If not, we're moving on from him. But I just saw that James Harden picked up his option for next year already.
Yeah.
Man, he's really ready to get out of there.
Well, you have to, right? Because at this point, if you don't, what are you doing?
Yeah. How much is it for next year?
43 mil. 47 mil.
Oh yeah, he ain't had no other choice but to take that.
Well, that because of the money, and then also where are you going? What are you doing? Because this is the thing. You got out of Houston? Okay, cool. You got out of Brooklyn? Okay, cool. You look like you declining. I don't know if you are or not. Who finna do that? Who gonna give you? That might be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can bet on yourself if you want to be looking like Schroeder. Now, not that he in the same class, but you understand what I'm saying? It looked like some stuff falling off, right? So you know what I'm saying? You got to. But yeah, as far as New Orleans, man, now I'm with you, Kevin. I think they got a lot to look forward to, man.
Still 21, Kevin.
Yeah,
that's a lot to look forward to.
It's a lot of superstars that we've seen in NBA history that didn't come into the league today. It was 22 years old.
Right. And well, Michael Jordan was like 23.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I think that New Orleans, and like I said, y'all already know how I feel about
it. It just depends on Zion, because he changed the whole franchise. Like, think about last year when he was hooping.
Yeah, they was balling.
I mean, yeah, they was balling. Like,
and they was all young.
Yeah.
It was all young cats.
This man shooting like 70% from the field, bro. Like, yeah. Everything he's put up, go in.
But not only that, he was making plays.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, people, okay, we're talking about Ben Simmons not being able to shoot. Zion can't shoot, and he still shoots 70%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he can't shoot, but he's not that great of a shooter. You know what I mean?
And it's ugly. Hey.
It's ugly.
What y'all know about them right now? Ooh.
You got 9 later?
No, Alpha 9 later.
9 later.
I had to buy them from the lady at the church. He take my church money my granddaddy gave me. I'm buying 9 later. But yeah. That man, you know I love CJ. Yeah. And Sabonis, bro, what the world?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, what did they? He went to Sacramento.
Yeah,
like,
but like, do they not like him?
I actually think Sacramento think they can build on something because they got DiVincenzo also.
But I'm saying from an Indy standpoint.
Well, Indy got to blow that whole situation up.
Yeah, Indy got.
I'm surprised Brogdon. It was, you know, they got what another 45 minutes left in the deadline. I'd be surprised if I didn't see Brogdon move. If I didn't see Miles Turner. You know what I mean?
Because they was all
warrant issue is.
They was already trying to move on Turner.
Yeah, and
right Brogdon, before he got hurt,
Brogdon could really help somebody. So I don't understand how he's still there. But yeah, I think Indy is trying to blow their situation up because they're not winning. You know what I mean? You got all these decent players that could really help other teams. You might as well blow that up, start over, get you some draft picks.
Because LeVert went to Cleveland.
Yeah, and weirdly, as strange as it sounds, I think Sacramento actually think they can build something. I don't think they can. I don't know what they're doing. They're grabbing Sabonis. They're grabbing DiVincenzo. Like,
they're keeping Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
I heard that they was trying to – how crazy does this sound? They're trying to shoot for the play-in tournament. Like, is that an aspiration to get to the – no, I want to be in the playoffs.
It is something.
But you can't make that the goal.
Right.
The play-in tournament, bro.
You come out better not making the play-in, get in the lottery, get you a high draft pick, and try to build on something like next year. Like, that's not –
No, Kevin. You got to get to that one-game playoff.
Catapult your franchise.
You can ride that out to the finals.
You know what that's like saying, though? That's like me being a college coach saying, hey, we making the NIT.
Right.
Coach, we got number 5 recruiting class in the country. You talking about making the NIT?
Yeah, I don't get it. And at what point at what point do you you reevaluate De'Aaron Fox or reevaluate the whole situation? Because I don't think he's the issue. I think they have an organization issue there.
They had issues ever since that era with Weber and D-Lock ended. Yeah. They've been downhill since then.
They almost lost the team like twice.
Yeah. I mean,
C. Webb helped say that, him and Shaq.
Yeah. And as good as Boogie was when he was there, they still never really won when he was there.
Mm-mm. They ain't made the playoffs, did they?
No.
Nah, he was just a draw. That's all. They was exciting to watch, but they didn't win.
Right. So, I mean, I feel like it's something with that front office, the organization, they're not getting the right people in there.
Nor do I think they care. I think they're just making money. they acting like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Shaq sold his stake in the franchise. Mm. I mean, but I think that has something to do with his other business ventures or whatever.
But Shaq pretty smart though too.
I was gonna say Shaq not stupid, isn't he?
But like I said, he getting into some sports gambling stuff, and he can't be a part owner of an NBA franchise when he's doing that.
True.
So, but yeah, man, I don't know that. I don't know what Sacramento doing. Like, that's a team we never talked about. Out of all the teams we ever talked about on this show, we never talked about Sacramento.
I mean, ain't nothing to talk about.
They got rid of Marvin Bagley, which, I mean, Mike, you made a good point earlier. I don't think it matters where he go. But at the same time, I think you got to have a change of scenery. If it ain't working here, you got to do something.
Because they never developed him.
Yeah, they never at all. And, you know, it ain't like Detroit got the best track record of developing people either, but you never know. You get in a different situation where you get more opportunities. You never know. You might, you know, something might trigger, but.
Yeah. Got a guy with a bright future, K Cunningham, you know, got some, I don't know. But I think that Ibaka trade going to be big for Milwaukee. Bless you. I think that trade going to be big for Milwaukee.
Yeah. From a veteran bench type of standpoint or from an actual playing type of standpoint?
Both, but more so, like you said, veteran off the bench. You know how it is in the playoffs, Q. We're in that game. Bobby Portis done picked up some fouls. Yeah.
A big that can space the floor also.
Yeah, you know, Portis done picked up some fouls. Now you got Ibaka to come in, knock down. Go back, OKC Ibaka. He done hit 14 points off of 6'8", shooting. Block two or three shots.
Tell me your rebound.
Got some key rebounds. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know.
With the way Milwaukee play, they need a big that can shoot. They surround Giannis with bigs that can shoot. So he don't have to. Well, they give him space. He need that space. He can't operate if he don't have space.
Yeah, he
kind of like Ben Simmons. He's just a more aggressive version.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's going to be big for them. Just add to their size, add to their length, add to their toughness. Ibaka going to give you what he got regardless. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, even if he just fired the hell out of somebody, you know, keep from coming out from dying now. So I think that's going to be big. But, man, of course, nothing bigger than that Harden-Simmons joint. First I was like, man, I just don't think it's going to happen. Because in my mind, sometimes I can't believe it. But then, like Kevin said, like, it was too far gone. And then with Harden being as itchy to move as he was, you got it.
What y'all think put him over the edge to even want to move, though? Y'all think it was a situation with his teammate there? Y'all think it just was becoming a bad fit or what?
That ain't what he signed up for. And it's getting to the point where, you know, he signed up to play with Kyrie and KD. And Kyrie ain't there. You know what I mean? Like, he's not what he was here for. He came there to win championships. And you got a part-time guy. He probably just don't feel like they can win like that.
Right. And it just, you know what I mean? Then sometimes stuff just don't work out. You know what I mean? Like, and that's partly what it is. And then they said their relationship was fracturing and all that. Which, I mean, I get. You know, we humans. If I, like Kevin said, I come to do this and everything going the other way, it's just gonna. But you can see it coming out in the media the past few weeks when he said about whatever, all the quotes, y'all heard them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, It just reached the tipping point, but I'm glad that they went ahead and did it and didn't let it fester. Cause just like with the situation how Odell was in Cleveland, man, just it didn't work.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to always Baker for always Odell. It just didn't work. Whatever. Just move on.
Yeah.
Let's just move on. You know what I'm saying? We can sit and debate who fault it was and who wouldn't do should have did it. Whatever happened, ain't gonna change nothing. It ain't
work. It's over. Just
ain't work. You know. So yeah, but man. So I guess we can touch on this. Ain't nothing happened. I don't think nothing will happen. But Lakers, Russ, what's happening?
The Lakers are 10-17 in their last 27 games, I just saw.
And I'm – go ahead, my bad.
Nah, I'm saying, like, I saw, like, I think Russell, like, in his last four games, shooting, like, 27% or something like that. Like
– And I feel you. But we can't put this all on Russ, man.
We put a whole bunch of it on him.
But, Mike, I hear what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but the way he's playing physical basketball right now, and I mean like not Xbox, not PlayStation, I mean like on the actual court, the way he's playing right now, you know how them, you remember Double Dribble, how it used to be? that's the way he's playing. That's the way he's playing right now.
I'm not saying it's all his fault, but man, it sure is discouraging. If I'm a teammate of his, goddamn, watch this man play like this, bro. I don't want to be around this.
But listen, they lost last night.
Yeah, because his vibe is off, man. His whole vibe.
But he ain't played.
I know. I saw him sitting on the bench, but I'm saying, dog, like,
they played. They didn't even play the Portland Trailblazers. They just played the Poe Blazers.
Anthony Simon, no.
The Poe Blaze. That's what they played. The Poe Blaze. They, bruh, and they lost to these cats.
Cuz, bro, he's like his
whole. That ain't nah. I can't let y'all do the man like that.
That's the lingering effects of him being out there.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Yo, homie ain't even played. Not one second. I don't give a damn. You got to win that game.
It ain't like it's just going to instantly get better just because he go to the bench. I'm saying, man.
But that's not his fault. You have to win that game.
That game is not his fault, but I'm saying his whole vibe done messed the whole team up, bro. Like, there's no.
I'm not buying that. It ain't like, okay, Anthony Davis is shooting horrible.
Yeah, let's put something on him, too.
Only dudes that's hooping is LeBron and Malik Monk. Yeah. them the only cats that's balling. Melo hurt right now. He was hooping, but.
Okay. Let's put some on Rob Pelinka. Let's put some of that on him.
Well, I'm talking about the on the court, but you know,
Bus.
Well, that's part of it though. He put that mess out there,
right? But what I'm saying is, they plan. It's not all on him.
Man, Horton, that man playing horrible.
Horton Tucker not playing well.
Mike, when's the last time you seen a perennial NBA star played this bad, no matter what point of their career they're in? When have you seen somebody of this caliber play this bad?
Hey, man, I've been a Russell Westbrook fan for years and years. I'm not letting him off the hook on this one.
He playing pretty bad, but I'm just saying all their issues is not his fault. Listen. So let's just say we swap him out with whoever we want to swap out with. Are they that much better?
Yep. Put John Wall in there. I guarantee they're a better team. Yep. They are. Because he's doing too much, bro. It ain't like – I get it. It all ain't his fault. But he compounding his stuff by just doing too much. Like, he won't stop.
But
like, he just keep on and keep on. Like, he mess up and he just keep on and keep on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Why you saying like he a badass little kid?
Because that's how he play. He play like a badass little kid that need to be popped. Like not even a whoop. He don't even need a whoop. He just need to be popped right quick.
Kids say he need a pop pop.
Homie ain't that bad. He bad though.
Sometimes Mike needs to just go sit in a corner and chill for a little bit. So but instead, he just compound issues, bro.
But defensively, they horrible.
That's true. He bought it at too.
Anthony Davis juggling high.
And that part comes from Rob Pelinka putting that trash out there. But now them old dudes out there, you know they ain't finna play no defense. Anthony Davis not playing all the time.
But he don't play consistent even when he don't. Anthony Davis, why we never talk about Anthony Davis like we talking about Embiid? When has he ever had a stretch when he just dominated?
Think about in previous years. Like maybe not this year, but normally people do be on Anthony Davis back about that.
But he's never dominated. I'm saying he's never dominated like Embiid dominating right now.
No, you're right.
He's never dominated like Jokic dominating right now.
Not for a full season. No,
not for a full season, and that's what I'm saying. So a lot of that, when you supposed to be the number two, LeBron playing better than anybody on that team.
Anthony Davis been hurt and ain't been playing.
Even if he was. Tell me the time when you looked and said, this is going to be Anthony Davis' team right here.
No, I feel you.
He hooped in the bubble. My bad. He balled out. But I'm just saying, like, he too inconsistent. He got all the skills to be everything. But everything ain't on Russ. I'm caping for Russ.
So, look, check this out. We were talking about earlier about what percentage is. Harden is 65%. And Simmons is 35%.
Right.
This stuff is.
Don't do it. Don't go crazy.
40% Russ' fault.
Damn.
60% everybody else. Rob Pelinka and Anthony Davis and Jenny Buss, all of them, they can split the rest of that. But Russ, it's about 45% of 40% of it.
40?
I'll give him
25,
bro. If I'm his teammate, bro, I'm pissed at that dude, bro. Like I can tell when he about to do some stupid. Like I be gonna call a timeout on Russ right before he get to do something stupid, bro. Like I'm telling you, like you can just see it. Like bro, you about to shoot an air ball off the glass. It's gonna hit net the glass, not even the rim, like.
But he
doing this.
He does
keep turning the ball over. Like
so, but what about when he not in the game?
Nobody else had no rhythm because he
See y'all can't play. Look,
Mike, you know basketball is about rhythm, right? Come on, man.
Everything ain't I get that. You know what I'm saying? Even the greatest teams of all time have lost games, so that kind of stuff don't happen.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to lose against Portland when he don't play. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff going to happen.
But that one,
I'm just saying, he got a whole bunch to do with it, Mike. He got a whole lot to do with the way they playing.
Bro, they almost like...
They ninth in the West.
No. Hey, man. Hold on. I just saw this. I'm so sick and tired of Montrezl Harrell being disrespected. He just got traded again.
For what?
To who?
The Hornets. What is wrong with people? This one of the highest energy, hardest working, efficient players in the league. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yo, what are you?
I take trail any day.
Any day.
I would too. I'm still mad that the Lakers didn't use him the way they were supposed to a couple of seasons ago.
That was last year.
Throw Frank Vogel in that other 60.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But I my bad, y'all. I just saw that and I'm like,
nah,
yo,
you good. Trez
be balling, bro.
It's just teams overthinking and think they can find another player like that because
Kevin,
start or something like that.
We just sat there and watched Trez make like four plays in a row.
Yeah.
The other night. Literally four in a row.
Dunks, putbacks,
offensive rebounds. It's great. Pushing the break, get a ball up, create another foul.
Diving on the floor, getting loose balls. Like,
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. My bad.
Look, one more thing on this Russell Westbrook thing, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm watching the Lakers, I literally watch him suck the life out of that team sometimes. Like, he just sucked the air out of them. Like, you can see his teammates, like.
and you know what, though? All right. Yeah, he get 25 from me. But that's a poorly constructed roster, bro. You just threw some guys together, dog. You picked up, and then you picked up a bunch of older guys. You got D12. You got my man from Brooklyn, Lob City, DJ. You got DJ. You got Melo. They all over the threshold. And then you just go, you signing anybody off the street. Stanley Johnson on his second or third 10-day. You signed Isaiah Thomas. You signed defense man Avery Bradley, Kendrick Nunn. It's like you just threw a bunch of stuff together talking about we finna go win a championship.
I mean, we said that when it happened, but I insert John Wall into that lineup, I guarantee they better.
Guaranteed. I mean, better, but how much?
Maybe not they, much, but they better.
Because they still don't play no defense.
They don't, but you ain't gonna have the life sucked out of your team like that.
Yeah, you won't have
Russell Westbrook.
You won't have them terrible shots that he's taking.
Nobody's happy with that, bro. Like, you can sit on his teammates' face. Nobody's happy with the way he playing. I'm sure he ain't even happy with the way he playing, but he don't know how to calm down. Like, he is what he is. He has to be controlled by a coach, and they don't have a coach that can control him. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of player that a coach has to control him.
And I just saw, I think the Wizards blowing it up. They just traded Aaron Holiday too to Phoenix. Phoenix got Torrey Craig back too. Yeah, man, I don't know. I think, like you say, it's a conglomeration of stuff. I'm going 25, Russ. What y'all said? 40.
I said 60-40. 40% Russ, 60% everybody else.
40. Come on now. Y'all can't do Russ like that. Kevin couldn't even talk.
I was going to say some shit I hadn't been saying.
Hey, nah, man. I don't know. They stuck now.
And when I say that, meaning it's 40% his fault that they ninth in the West. Not saying it is 40% his fault that they not the number one team in the West. That's not what I'm saying. Nah. I'm saying with them being that bad. That team should not be that bad.
They like 7 games under 500 or something, or maybe 5.
Things like 5 games after the 2 games, because they were 27-29 before they lost the last 2. So it's like 4-5.
Okay. So 4 games. Okay. It's tough to watch, though.
It is, man. And it's
tough to watch. But I mean, you know, it is what it is at this point.
I wouldn't want to play with dude. I'm just saying.
All right, I'm going to ask y'all this. And, you know, it's kind of far. Do y'all think they're going to make the playoffs?
No.
If they get I think
Bron ain't going to make the playoffs. Bron going to make the
playoffs. They'll make the play-in game.
No, I think they'll make the playoffs because they're going to hover around 9 or 10 and ain't none of them play-in teams going to beat them.
Bron going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to get bounced
first round, but.
He just looked defeated on the bench. Right.
Cause dog,
it's like, hey, no. I'm gonna give y'all a perfect example. You seen when Russ was trying to talk to him and AD, LeBron had that look like, man, get out of my face, bro. Like,
it look like when you mess up with your old lady. You're no more trying to take. Like, yeah, he wasn't trying to hear.
Man, I wish I was out there to help y'all. You wouldn't have helped. You would have made it worse.
It was, you know. He went, yeah, man.
It's the reason, Mike. Like, they benched the man in the fourth quarter, won't even let him play the last few minutes because he's messing up that bad. Like, it's not like he's not playing. Like, he's messing up.
He sat out the whole overtime.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not,
against the Knicks.
It's not like I could see if it was like a situation with Ben Simmons where he's just not making plays. Like, if you're getting lost and not making plays. No, he is messing up. He is screwing everything up out there. Like, dude, like, you can't play that dude, man.
So what y'all think? Like, is it over? Is he just about to bounce around? Like,
I don't think he's gonna move him because it's up to LeBron.
No. I'm talking like after.
I mean, he already bouncing. He's just gonna keep bouncing. You gonna see him in Orlando next year.
That man said he already bounced.
He gonna be in Indy next year, Kev.
Yeah, something like that.
New York.
Yeah, like you can go down and mess the Pelicans up.
Now.
I'm talking like I don't know about that one, Mike. It's just hard to watch.
Mike,
man.
We used to always talk about this.
It's very tough to watch.
We used to always talk about this, talking about athletic players falling off, and when they fall hard, and we watching it, bro. Like this is a player who never had a lot of skill. His game wasn't predicated on skill. It was always athletic ability and just heart. Mm-hmm. And when that athletic ability start to decline, man, he just
because you think back, we saw Jordan athletic ability decline, still average 29 a game.
Yeah,
Kobe the same. I mean, he is 60 on the way out the door. We've seen guys, Tim Duncan even, you know what I'm saying, but he was still effective. Like, I think we were talking the other day, and in that last championship, the Spurs won. Tim Duncan wasn't Tim Duncan. But he still was starting, he still was effective. So I understand what y'all saying, man. I hate to see that with old Russ, man. But, you know, everything gonna be everything, man. You know,
let me get that straight too. I hate to see it because I've been a Russell Westbrook fan. Like,
I
hate to see it. But at the end of the day, man, he gotta be held accountable, man. You can't just keep going out there doing all this crazy stuff you're doing and expecting everybody to be okay too much. You done earned minutes, you know. Now you earned the right to sit on the bench from where you've been playing.
Yeah. So we're gonna see, man. They got a little bit left with this trade deadline, but we gotta get ready to talk about the big game Sunday. Two QBs that Q absolutely love. Two QBs that he picked to be in the Super Bowl. Man, it's a lot of big time players in this game. I mean, it's the Super Bowl, so if they weren't, they wouldn't be. In Hollywood, couldn't get no better than that. Then you got the team from Hollywood playing in it. I don't think the NFL could have dreamed of a better playoffs leading into this Super Bowl. That the playoffs was, like we said, think we all agreed on, probably the best we've seen with all of those games ending how they ended. And then you got this, a Super Bowl in L.A. with an L.A. team playing in it. It's about good as you could. My man, what's the commissioner?
Roger Goodell.
He got to be feeling like Greg Sankey with the Natty. I got whoever wins is great for me.
He got some other stuff to deal with than this game.
Well, this help it out. It don't hurt it as far as that go. You understand? So what's y'all takes, man, on the game? Y'all already know where I'm going with it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going Rams, of course, you know, my man, Matt. You know what I'm saying? Sony, y'all already know what time it is. Leonard Floyd, but you know, I'm a big Cam Akers fan as well. Aaron Donald, you know what I'm saying? Odell. And so I'm rolling with the Rams, man. For one, because of fandom, but then I think they're the better team. But I don't know why people thinking they're just going to blow Cincinnati off the field like they ain't seen what Cincinnati has been doing, like they ain't seen what Joe Burrow is. So I got the Rams. I go 30-24.
Yeah. That's a good one. I'm going to go with the Rams too, not because of the offense though, but I'm going to go with them because of that defensive line for the Rams. I mean, that's – You got Von Miller. You got
Von.
You got the dude in the middle, Aaron Donald, and you got some bench, A'shaun Robinson. Terrell Lewis coming out there, getting some rushing on the quarterback. Now, Burrow's going to get some through. They're going to score some points. I'll give them that. But I just think they're going to get a few key sacks at some key times, get some a couple of turnovers. Not saying he's going to throw mad interception. I'm just saying they're going to be able to apply the pressure on him. So I like that 34-30-24 score. I'm going to go 27-21, something like that. Mm-hmm. Rams.
I'm going to go Rams too, just because the Bengals don't have the experience. You know what I mean? But I see like a 35-31 Rams.
Oh, that much?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I also think that the Rams probably going to win it at the end, like a go-ahead touchdown.
Like the last drive.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I just, like I said, I came around on Joe Burrow, man. Like that, I feel like he's just going to. I don't care how much pressure them, but I know that they got a hell of a pass rush. I know, but I just feel like that man gonna stand in that pocket and deliver that ball where it's supposed to Jamar Chase,
T. Higgins,
Joe Mixon,
man,
T.J. Uzmanzada, A.J. Green,
Ocho Cinco,
handed off
to Icky Woods.
Listen, James Brooks. Oh, man. Cedric Benson, God rest his soul. Hey, listen, man.
But yeah, man, I kind of want Cincinnati to win. I ain't going to lie. I kind of want them to win, but I don't know, man. I've always liked Cincinnati for some reason. They just never been good. I even like Boomer Esiason when he was playing.
They've always had,
I think it's the uniforms,
very good teams. I mean, very good players, not very good teams.
Yeah, I like their uniform too.
They've always had very good team. I mean, very good players. I keep saying teams. Last time it was in Super Bowl was when San Francisco beat them. John Taylor caught the game winner.
More breaking news, right quick. Porzingis going to the Wizards for Spencer Dinwiddie.
See, I saw he was. They were talking about the Raptors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adrian Wojnarowski just
Woj bomb.
Yeah.
So, think about all of us on here is like a player from Cincinnati. They always have some players that you like. Like the one year they drafted like 85 Georgia defensive guys. They drafted my man Dave Pollock, Odell Thurman. Who blew it, but you know what I mean? Like they always had some players that was just like you love. Geno Atkins. They had a lot of Georgia guys, and then they had Drake, Kirkpatrick was there, Pac-Man Jones, AJ McCarron, AJ Green. They've always had good players, but they can never get right. Carson Palmer with TJ and Ocho, and you know, so I understand that part, Kevin. You know what I'm saying? Because not for nothing, if it wasn't Matt over there. You know, like you take Matt out of that equation, I'm probably rooting for Cincinnati. You know what I'm saying?
I just think at the end of the day, maybe Odell and Cooper Kupp and them boys, Cam, they might be a little bit too much. But
yeah, they tough. They tough, but, man. And then you got to look at, too, now experience. We talk about experience. The head coach, Sean McVay, was in the Super Bowl 3 years ago and was this close. It was one touchdown scored in that game.
Yeah.
When my boy sat on the bottom rim, all you got to do is score, Kyle. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was one touchdown scored in that. Sony scored it. So, you know, I'm sure he wish he could have some plays back here or there from that game that give you that experience. You know what I'm saying? Matt Hungry. You know what I mean? Get the monkey off his back. He already won those playoff games. So I think, you know, Aaron Donald played in that Super Bowl, didn't get the job done. He's gonna play like a man possessed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think the Rams gonna get it, man. It should be a great game. I don't know what these folks talking about this blowout. I heard some people saying it won't be close and all that. I can't count Joe Burrow out. Not like that. Not talking about no, You know, if he lose, you're going to beat him. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't see this blowout stuff. Ja'Marr Chase on the outside, like I said, with T and Uzomah, if he get to play.
They got some weapons.
Listen, Joe Mixon, you know, they probably won't run a ton of yards. That's fine, but they.
Yeah, but you know Joe known to break one.
They tough, dog. They are tough. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man. Listen. I ain't even that person that look forward to the halftime show, but they, you know, that's got my counterparty going on at halftime this year. My girl, Mary J, you know, K-Dot, Dr. Dre, Snoop, Eminem. So, I think it should be very good, man. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm probably OD on chicken. You know what I'm saying? You know, have a good time. You feel me? But I do think it's going to be a good game. Who y'all think will be the MVP? If hypothetical MVP, whichever team win. Let's say one if Cincy win and one if L.A. win.
I think if L.A. win, it's got to be either Matt Stafford or Cooper Kupp.
Right.
If the Bengals win, I think it's Joe Burrow, period.
Period.
Yeah, I'm going to go with – yeah, the Bengals win, it's going to be Joe Burrow. But if the Rams win, I'm going to go with Aaron Donald.
I was thinking that.
I think even though I think since he's gonna throw some points, I think he's gonna have some plays that's gonna turn the game,
right.
and he'll probably have that sack to give him the ball back so they can make that game winning drive. So
I'm looking for that too. I think he's gonna be and you know what's crazy? He got the fourth best odds to win MVP, a D tackle. That's how good he is. He damn good.
An animal, man.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I was telling the folks when we was watching the Rams and Niners, they like, why could Garoppolo do? I said, man, 99 was like coming at him, man. What you mean? Why he ain't mean to do that? Like, you know, why he just ain't take the sack? Go out there and have that man running at you like that, the man that trained with dodging knives, and see what you do. See how calm you staying up. You understand? But I was thinking about him too, Q. But I'm pretty much with y'all. Joe Burrow, if Cincinnati win, gotta be Joe Burrow. And L.A.
If Cincinnati win, Joe Burrow he would have went off.
So about 480.
About 450, five touchdowns.
Yeah.
And he capable though. That's the thing.
He is, but that defense tough. That defensive line tough. So that's the thing.
You know the matchup I'm excited to see though.
Ramsey and Chase.
Yep.
Well, see, I'm interested to see what they do with that D line. Cincinnati line is terrible. And when you're going against a line this good, see.
Well, let's correct that. The line is terrible with the exception of the left tackle.
Who is that?
Jonah Williams.
what school he went to?
He went. I'm not sure the high school. I know he went to college at Alabama, though.
Okay. All right. So listen.
Hold your head, okay?
You got a double team, Aaron, right? You got to, right? If you don't double team him,
and not just double team, you got double team almost every play.
Yeah. Now you leaving Vaughn and Leonard. To go hunt. I'm just saying, I think that ain't no way he throwing for that much against that defense.
Sounds good on paper.
And A'Shaun pretty great lately.
No. They got that Tom Brady. I'm telling you, that defense, hey man.
I know.
Tennessee got him 9 times. Who you replacing out that D-line?
Nobody, but it don't always play out like that.
It don't, but I'm trying to tell you.
The first drive is going to tell it all, I think.
That's why. First drive.
I'm going to tell it nothing. I think L.A. probably going to go up quick. Like, it might be a game where people think it's out of hand, and then Cincinnati, Joe Burrow going to start.
But see, this the thing.
Like they did in both of those Kansas City games.
But see, this the thing that won't be in their favor if that happened. You in a position you gotta throw the ball, and they know you're gonna throw the ball, they finna tear your ass up.
They
No, dog. This ain't Kansas City. This ain't, and no disrespect, boy, ain't none of them got 99, boy. That's a man.
That's true.
That's
Mariano let one get loose.
Let me tell you something.
It ain't got to be no deep ball. It can be a bubble screen and he'll take it to the house.
If they down, 24-3 against them, he might not finish the game.
That's true.
They gonna pin them ears back.
One bubble screen can make it 21.
Kevin, I'm gonna tell you, look, just like when that boy hurt his knee in the national championship. Oh yeah. They said, Bryce, we coming to get you. We don't have faith in none of the rest of these dudes. That dude right there, first round pick. If the rest of these dudes kill us, we need our ass whooped.
Why we had to go to that game?
I'm just saying.
You know the game right that now. One, man.
It's the most relatable thing. I mean,
it's not actually
that kind of D line, that kind of QB. Bryce is the man, right? I'm just saying, but I just
go back to that game.
I just don't see it. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be a good game. I don't even see the Rams getting it out of hand. I think it's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, I got
the Rams. But like I say, I can see Aaron Donald. You know what I'm saying? Being MVP. I'm going to tell y'all who I want to be the MVP. I want Odell Beckham to be MVP. You know why I want Odell Beckham to be MVP? Because Odell Beckham started his career off on a blaze, going crazy, and he started acting, you know, whatever, acting crazy. Everybody was in him. I was on him. And then Odell still took a lot of criticism after Odell wasn't doing nothing. Odell tried to get it right with Baker. Odell tried to do this. It didn't work out. They criticized Odell then. Odell ain't never say nothing bad about Baker. Now he go out there balling with the Rams. I just want to see him go out there and cut up. They criticized him when he went down there, gave them boys money. Look at Odell making it about Odell. Man, Odell drunk, man. Odell happy LSU won. He get Joe Burrow a hundred out. He want to get Joe Burrow a hundred out. Then he gave it.
I hope they should have given him the death penalty for that.
I hope he go down. They did. You see what happened to them the last 2 years? But I hope he go out there and cut up. But I think it'll be Matt. But I hope Odell get MVP. Oh, I want to get the MVP.
No, I don't know. I don't, if they win like that, I think it'll be from an offensive standpoint for the Rams, I think. Cut will be an option for MVP. I think Odell will be an option. I think Akers might be an option. I don't know if Matt will be an option, though. You know what I mean?
Man, they love quarterbacks. Dog. Because if it's almost the same. If he don't go off, they're going to lose. He got to throw for about 300. Listen, man, you got to score against Cincinnati.
Yeah, Matt got he always had an untimely pick, though.
That's what he do. That's what he do. That's what he do to get warm.
But that's what I mean by it don't always play out like that. People make mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
That's his trademark.
They probably gonna get after Joe. But mess around and make a mistake. And he make you pay for it a couple times.
They're gonna win the game. You know what I mean?
Joe, I think they will too.
Joe gonna play well though. I'm not looking for him not to play well. I think
the Rams gonna win. I just think it's gonna be a high scoring game.
Absolutely.
Like I said, 35-31 Rams.
It's gonna be one of the better ones that we've seen.
I look for Joe Burrow to possibly set the Super Bowl record for passing yards.
I don't know about all that.
Even in a loss, probably. What is it?
Yeah, in a loss.
Do y'all know? Y'all know what the record is?
What is it?
Bro, Brady threw for 505. He not throwing no 500.
Didn't he throw for 505 in that year? They lost.
They lost to Philly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, he not throwing 500. He throw 500, they gonna win.
Hey, I'm just saying, bro.
Man, he not throwing no 500. 500.
I'm just saying, man.
If they playing from behind the whole game, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I can see it.
500.
We shall see.
Bro, he's not throwing for no 500 yards.
I'm telling you, man, I think this is going to be a high-scoring Super Bowl.
I don't give a damn how the score is. He ain't throwing no 500 yards.
I'm saying, like, it wouldn't surprise me if he did.
It would surprise me if he threw for 500. 500?
Just saying.
This, look, he ain't playing against TCU.
But see, we always say that. Clemson. It's always like, look.
500. Kevin, hold on. Wait. Pump your brakes, bro. He is not at LSU playing against Clemson. 500 yards.
I get that, Mike. But I'm saying, like,
Tom,
we always think in, like, old school terms of, like, defense this and defense is done. Now defense is just about getting timely stops, bro. That's what defense is about now.
Bro,
it's totally
he's
different than it was before.
But he's not throwing for 500.
Maybe not. I'm not saying he will. I'm saying if it happens, I'm gonna be there and say I told you so.
I'm gonna be very surprised if he throw for 500.
I'm not saying he will.
That's a lot.
I'm saying I can see 400 easy, but if he break the record, I'll be like, I'm not surprised.
And I'm gonna be surprised. That's a lot. Yeah. 500?
So that's a whole lot.
He did it. That was in 99 years. It had never been done. I don't see it.
Yeah, but 99 years ago, the game wasn't like what it is today.
He ain't throwing for no damn 500 yards.
I mean, that's...
that's a lot of yards.
That's a lot, Kevin.
I'm saying it's likely that he won't. I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me. Because the ball going to be in his hands. Like, they gonna say, Joe, go get it.
And if he throw for 500 yards, they need – he ain't throwing 500, bro. That ain't happening. But it should be very good. It should be very good. So we got to get ready to wrap. Oh, you know, I did want to talk, but we ain't got time. But just shout out to B. Flores, man, for being pioneer, being a future hero, hopefully.
Yeah.
He sacrificed it all, you know what I mean?
To get Lovie Smith another job.
You heard? Word. Shout out to Lovie Smith. Shout out to, you know, in 10 years, that black coach that get that job off Brian Flores back, you know what I mean? He sacrificed a lot. I don't really think people understand, like, he don't work at, you know, the average job. You know what I mean? So to sacrifice what he sacrificed, a game he loved and loved a coach, put it all on the line to probably not reap the benefits himself, I don't even know what else you can really say about a man like that. You know what I mean?
You know what's crazy, though, that I was thinking about? Like, Levy just got another job. How is it that a man that took the Chicago Bears – that Chicago Bears
to the Super Bowl. Bowl
ain't a head coach already.
Exactly. Wait,
hold on. What we just said was the most important position on the field.
QB.
Who was his QB?
Rex Grossman.
All right. That's it.
He took Rex Grossman to the Super Bowl.
His best player on the field might have been a punt return.
And lost to
ain't no might have been kidding.
Thank you. And lost to my favorite quarterback, who is highly regarded as top five all time.
Easily top five all time.
Right?
And it wasn't no blowout either.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So that in itself says a lot, Kevin. You know what I'm saying? This man went to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. It don't get no bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like you said, shout out to Lovey, shout out to Brian Flores, like, you know, and hopefully it just create, you know what I'm saying, something. Because I heard, I think it was Ryan Clark saying, like, you know, don't nobody want no handout. These guys qualified. These guys can coach. You know what I'm saying? It's not a matter. They can coach. Get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I understand. You know, you're going to be comfortable around who you comfortable around, who you used to.
Right.
But that don't mean that somebody else won't get the job done for you, or you might be more like that person than you even realize.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just time out for all this foolishness because of somebody black or white or Asian or, you know, or Latino or whatever it is. It ain't really that serious. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I just hope we can find, you know, to where we actually giving qualified people a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Regardless of what, man, you know. But I gotta say, we didn't get to come on last week, but that was I wanted because that's deep. You know what I'm saying? That's deep, man. And so you know, yeah. Shout out to Brian Flores. I hope it worked out. Yeah, but man, it was explosive for us today. That one kind of fell in our lap, and appreciate the basketball gods for that one. And yeah, man. So I don't have nothing else. So y'all got anything else? Oh, I did want to. Oh yeah, shout out for the HBCU combine, man. That's huge.
Yeah,
that is huge.
Hey, shout out to Brian Harsin too, so he can get this $19 million buyout.
Yo, man, we're gonna talk about that. Shout out my man Calvin. He we talked about that, but Q, you been said it, bro. He just it wasn't the right mesh. You know what I'm saying? Like it
was great though.
But that Southeastern Conference something different.
It is, man. It ain't made for everybody.
It ain't. It's something different now. Something different. Straight up. You know, my daughter volleyball, the lady who run their program, told them the other day, give me y'all list. She said, don't give me no list with all SEC schools. I'm gonna be honest with you. And that's volleyball that she told my daughter them that. She said, I'm gonna be honest with you, they different. So don't give me a list of all SEC schools. That's what she said. Yeah. So, but yeah, man. We'll go ahead and wrap, man. I know, you know, everybody got some stuff to do, man. It's great to be back on. Glad y'all boys warm. Glad you got some power, Q. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Everything. But boy, what a day, right? What a day.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And then you got the Super Bowl coming up.
Love it, though.
New faces, new places in basketball. Shout out to all those guys, too, that got traded. And the ones that didn't get traded, they can exhale. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that got to be rough on them guys, too. But looking forward to seeing the new faces in the new places and watching them guys do that thing. But, you know, that's all we got for y'all. And, you know, we'll be back at y'all next week after the Super Bowl and break that down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? See a few of these new trades.
Yeah. After Joe throw for 506.
Not doing that. But
I'm just playing.
But listen, if he do, because I like Joe, I'm just gonna say I would be surprised. And hey.
If he do, Mike, you need to send the link Sunday night. If he do.
Right. I'm gonna go get me one of them jackets Joe got if he do that. That's all, man. We'll get back at y'all though next week. Until then, peace out.
Peace out.
Take it easy.